join Dr. Dave and Evil Steve as they celebrate high-tech talk radio excellence all year long, right here, right now, on Computer Talk with Dave Mason.
Had to play this, you know, as much as we can. But this weekend, of course, you know, we talked about the historic racing
Walter Mitty
series.
Challenge.
Yeah, the Walter Mitty's happening now with our good friends, the team Spencer running the RX-8 with the three rotor in it. It's a great event, guys. If you're anywhere in the Atlanta area, you need to go by. I mean, just going, driving in and hearing the sounds as you're
it's
at Rotor
incredible.
Atlanta. Are awesome with all the cars, all the vintage cars.
Classic race cars, yeah.
And I'm just perusing their site, which is, it's actually, you can get to it by going to hsrrace.com, and that's hsrrace.com. And they have the event details and pictures and results and all that kind of good stuff. I really encourage you, because it's really, Road Atlanta, it's like going to a national park. It's like, let's say you go to Yellowstone.
Right.
And then you turn a corner, and there's a beautiful racetrack.
A racetrack there, yeah.
That's what it's like.
Yeah.
It's gorgeous, and then
yeah.
you got these awesome old cars, and it's
yeah,
a great
cool
experience.
Stuff.
A great experience.
866-821-8255 is the number, 866-821-TALK. Well, you know, we spent some time during the break here talking about the Hillary thing. You mentioned, Steve-O, that you were surprised we didn't talk about
yeah.
it more.
I'm really curious as to what you're, and we don't have to make this a Hillary-focused show. Obviously, we don't want to do that, but there is that component of technology, and obviously, because of the server thing she set up in their house, and then being destroyed, and things got erased, and I just want to get your input and your opinion on, is there, because, you know, we were talking about it during the break, is that the servers are gone. Everything's gone.
Well, see, that's my thing. You know, there's a lot to talk about, but ultimately, I think those servers literally are gone. They do not exist. Mm-hmm. The drives don't exist. The network cards don't exist. The RAM doesn't exist. I really believe
it was
gone.
It
I think
was
there is
shredded up.
They're shredded and incinerated.
Yeah.
Reminds me of what we do. Just this last week, I got a hold of a faulty SSD drive from a client, got the data off, got stuff moved out, copied over, backed up. And the SSD was broken. I mean, literally the connector, we didn't realize it at first. It took us a while to figure it out, but the connector was literally broken. And it worked just enough to work most of the time, but not well. And we finally figured out what the problem was, you know, that it wasn't going to be fixed. Didn't make sense to, we might have been able to re-solder the connector or get a new connector and re-solder it on, but it just doesn't make sense to do that. You can buy a new SSD drive for less than it would cost to do that. So I literally took it back in a workshop and took a hatchet to it, literally. No, I didn't burn it, but I took a hatchet to it, you know, because it doesn't have disks, it's just chips, you know, and I needed to make sure that the connections were broken to the chips, and then the chips themselves were fractured so that somebody couldn't pull that out of the trash, take one of those memory chips out, solder it to a board, and pull that off. The likelihood of that happening is really, really, really low. But I'll be doggone if there's somebody in the world that's going to get a hold of a drive from me
that
was in my hands, that's going to be able to do that.
Yeah.
And I think that's what's happened with their stuff. Now, I'll tell you, I don't think that the implementation of that server, and look, you and I both know that I don't know the facts.
Right.
So
no,
I've got to talk.
And nobody knows except the people who did that.
I've got to talk with a lot of educated guesses and some reasonable supposition, not completely groundless, but not factual either. I can almost guarantee that server or servers was implemented in a relatively slipshod fashion. There was some, for consumer-based stuff, it was high level. For professional-based stuff, it was probably mid-level. For top-secret stuff, it was very low-level. Mm-hmm. They did not do a good job, I can practically guarantee. I mean, one of the problems that happens, and this is not even a political situation here, I'm not even criticizing Hillary on this, When you're dealing with people at that level, we talked about it a little bit at the top of the show, they're so special and they're so elite that they don't think they have to do the stuff that the rest of us have to do. And so I can practically guarantee you that that server was done very slipshod. Now, the destruction of it was done very, very well. So when it comes to, you know, getting any information, they can subpoena servers, they can subpoena drives, they can subpoena memory chips. And you know, because there's actually techniques to get, I don't know if you knew this or not. There are, now it's really high-end stuff, and it isn't always successful. But there's actually techniques for pulling data off of memory chips after they're pulled out of a machine. Now, it doesn't always work. In fact, it doesn't work most of the time. If you don't know what you're doing, it never works. But there are ways to do that. And there are people in the government that know how to do that if they want to do that, if they're asked to do that or told to do that. But they're not going to be. And if even if they were, they're not going to be able to. It's gone. It was shredded and incinerated.
Yeah,
so,
but here's the deal.
That's a done deal. Now, was it secure? No. Russia, I'll guarantee you, Russia was in it. China was in it. Pakistan was probably in it. Israel was in it.
North Korea?
No, North Korea wasn't in it.
I'm so sorry.
No.
No, okay, no. Sorry.
Germany was probably in it.
And that's the thing that okay? really is scary because... I shouldn't say this. People who do this, like you said, they think they don't have to worry about it. That mentality is the most dangerous thing for security you can have. Because if you don't think it can happen to you, that's where it always happens.
The Titanic only sank.
That's right.
Because it couldn't sink.
And that's what scares us. And that's why it's such a serious misstep. A serious issue if someone does this. That's why they don't want you going around and using your personal phone instead of the separate Fed phone that she's supposed to have. Those things are there for a reason. And that's my concern is that, you know, they could have, obviously, who knows that if they will still. This information could be held by some nefarious people who are going to use it as a lever against her. Now, I'm not talking Manchurian candidate, but I'm talking about little
look,
tweaks.
If you don't
little
do
tweaks.
What we want to do,
that's right.
We're going to let this info
you
out.
You better let us have that high technology in our country that you're keeping from us so we can do what we want to do, or else this is coming out.
Well, or you got to sign this treaty, approve this treaty.
That's right.
Or we're going
to... Well, yeah. And did you happen to see the special last night on...
Oh, I did.
On that with Brett Baer?
Yeah.
On that book that guy wrote about the Clinton money?
Yeah.
There's some scary stuff in there. And we have to take that into consideration when you see all when you add all these things up. It's
well,
not,
and
it's
you know the worst
thing.
Part about this, Steve-O? I talked about it with Nick this morning. I mean, there's a lot of negative angles to this, and some of them, you know, again, we talked about this during the break. You know, bad political stuff and bad security stuff is bad, but the worst part about it is that there literally are lives at stake. And it isn't always obvious, the connections, and we won't hear about some of those lives, but they'll be gone, you know. And when Nick and I were talking about this, I said, I'll tell you, and you'll remember this because it was, I don't know what your perception was personally of this, but it was a big deal to me personally. I mean, it was one of the most fundamental things for me in terms of making political judgments and who I supported and how the world worked. When Bill Clinton, I don't even know what year it was. It had to be 97. In the entire day, he had spent years saying he hadn't had sex with that woman, pointing his, wagging his finger, being really arrogant about it. The vast right-wing conspiracy. In this day, he was going to come clean and tell us all the details. It was a fundamental change in my life that day. We'll be back.
Computer Talk with Dave Mason. You might feel a little sting. That just means it's working.
When it comes right down to it, the most important thing in life is time. The better you manage your time, the better your life is. Hi, this is Dr. Dave. I want to talk to you about some incredible software that helps you better manage your time and get more out of life. I'm talking about Intellect from Chaos Software. I've researched time management software for over 20 years. I've never found a better, simpler, more practical tool for managing my time and my life than Intellect. In fact, it's what I use every day. It even helped me find the time to write this script. Intellect includes an easy-to-use email client with state-of-the-art spam filters, an integrated contact manager, an appointment manager, and to-do list, all wrapped up in the most efficient productivity package I've ever used. Best of all, Intellect is network-ready right out of the box. Download Intellect's free trial at chaossoftware.com. Whether you're a salesperson, retired grandmother, real estate mogul, or radio talk show host, you need Intellect from Chaos Software. Check it out at chaossoftware.com for a better life.